Niyat. December 18th, 1933. How the creature was formed by God, Ab Eterno, loved with eternal love. How the human will is the upsetting of the works of our Creator. My poor mind continues to cross the infinite sea of the fiat. And as much as one goes on, it never ends. In this sea, the soul fills her God, who fills her completely, up to the brim, with his divine being, in such a way that she can say, God has given me all of himself, and if it is not given to me to enclose his immensity within myself, it is because I am little. Now, in this sea, one can find, in act, the order, the harmony, the arcane mysteries of how God created man. And the prodigies are unheard of. The love is exuberant. The mastery is insuperable. There is such mystery in it that neither man himself nor sciences can retell with clarity on the formation of man. So I remain surprised at the magnificencies and prerogatives that the human nature possesses. And my beloved Jesus, in seeing me so surprised, told me, My blessed daughter, your marvel will cease if, looking carefully into the sea of my will, you will see where, who, how, and when each creature was formed. So, where? In the eternal womb of God. Who? God himself gave him origin. How? The Supreme Being himself formed the series of his thoughts, the number of his words, the order of his works, the motion of his steps, and the continuous beating of his heart. So, God gave him such beauty, order, and harmony as to be able to find himself in the creature, with such fullness that he would not find any space to put anything of his own, which had not been placed in him by God. In looking at him, we remained enraptured in seeing that in the little human circle, our power had enclosed our divine operating. And in our emphasis of love, we said to him, How beautiful you are, work of ours! You are, and you will be, our glory, the expression of our love, the reflection of our wisdom, the echo of our power, the bear of our eternal love. And we loved him with eternal love, without beginning and without end. And when was this creature formed by us? Ab Eterno. Therefore, he did not exist in time, but in eternity, he has always existed. He had his place in us, his life palpitating, the love of his Creator. So, the creature has always been our ideal for us, the little space in which to carry out our creative work, the shelf for our life to lean on, the outpouring of our eternal love. This is why, then, so many human things cannot be comprehended, cannot be explained, because there is the operating of the incomprehensible divine. There are our mysterious celestial arcanes, our divine fibers, such that we alone know our divine secrets and the keys we need to touch when we want to do new and unusual things in the creature. And since they do not know our secrets, nor can they comprehend our incomprehensible ways which we have placed in the human nature, they reach the point of judging according to their ways and cannot make head nor tail of what we operate in the creature. Well, they should rather bow their foreheads before that which they do not comprehend. Now, one who does not possess our will puts our acts, ordered ab eterno, in the creature, in disorder. Therefore, he disfigures himself and forms the void of our divine acts, formed and ordered by us in the human creature. We loved ourselves in her, the series of our acts formed by our pure love. And by putting her out in time, we wanted her as concurring to what we had done. But in order for the creature to have this ability, our will was needed, which, giving her its divine virtue, would make her do in time that which had been done by us without her in eternity. Nor would there be any wonder that the divine being had formed her in eternity. The same divine volition would confirm and repeat it in time, that is, would continue its creative work in the creature. But without my divine will, how can she ever elevate, conform, unify herself to, and resemble those same acts which we, with so much love, have formed and ordered in her? Hence, the human will does nothing other than upset our most beautiful works, break our love, empty our works, which remain within us because we lose nothing of what we have done. All the evil remains for the poor creature, because she fills the abyss of the divine void. Her works are without strength and without light. Her steps are vacillating, her mind confused. So, she remains without my will, like a food without substance, like a body that is paralyzed, like a field without cultivation, like a tree without fruit, like a flower that sends out a bad odor. Oh, if our divinity were subject to tears, we would cry bitterly over she who does not let herself be dominated by our will.